coming up on All Access.
The Patriots are in Santa Clara, California, the first time. We want Tom Brady to do his thing.
Throws back corner of the end zone right for Edelman. They strike first against San Francisco.
But how do we feel coming out here to the Bay Area and getting the dub?
Just a learning process. You come into the league as a rookie, you have a lot of catching up to do. You just work hard every day, try to catch up.
Well, it looked like a great opportunity to come in and back up Drew. I didn't know about this other skinny guy from Michigan that was on the practice squad the year before. You know, I'm juggling a lot of balls, you know, with my family and three kids, and to have this wine project, but I'm having fun.
Time goes down. He was wrapped up and brought to the turf.
There's a lot to get ready for, but, you know, I'm sure it'll be a tough game like it always is against the Jets. We know it'll be tough down there.
Patriots gave their Bay Area fans a San Francisco treat, beating the 49ers. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. We hope you had a very happy Thanksgiving. Next up for New England, a quick trip down I-95 to take on the New York Jets, who are rested and relaxed after their bye week. Loosen that belt buckle, settle in, and get ready for a second helping of turkey. We got a good show for you tonight. Let's begin with a look back at the sights and sounds from their win over the 49ers.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Good morning. Good morning.
The special weekend to go out there and to have everyone watching this is pretty cool for the first time ever.
It's been a long time coming. The Patriots are in Santa Clara, California, the first time. We want Tom Brady to do his thing.
Great ball security today, okay?
Be physical on every down and finish every play.
Got the big ones today.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
Let's eat today. Oh, eat all three. One, two, three, eat.
Congratulations.
Thank you, yeah. I can't wait for you.
All day, every day. Pass, let's go! Get up! Get
up! Secure the ball before you run with it on the catch, okay? Get up the field, don't run lateral. Let's make sure we take care of the football late in the play, okay? That's what we're talking about.
There's a blitz and Johnny's pressure. Kaepernick traps it at the ankle and takes him down.
Nice job!
Danny to the 35-30.
Fantastic job. First series of the game.
Throws back corner of the end zone right for Edelman. They strike first against San Francisco.
Good job, buddy.
Nice return. Set that up.
Good way to start. Let's go back out there and hold the ball for a long time.
You ready? Look it up. You're going to be blowing it today. Go get it.
Give the blood, runs it up middle, nice. Cut left to the 45-50. 45 of San Fran. Touchdown, Patriots.
Oh, creativity. I love it. Absolutely love it.
That's right, baby. Pat.
Kaepernick throws down the right side. Touchdown for San Francisco.
We got the plays. We got the techniques. We got everything we need to do to get this done. Listen, you got to have a great determination for a long time here.
All right, boys. Go put it on the board, huh?
Seize this moment. Let's go.
first and 10 for the Pats. Tom scrambles right, throws it to the near side, and coming back with a catch, James White. Tom in the pocket, under pressure, spins away, throws as he falls down. Danny Amendola!
You know, it doesn't get any better than that. So to have, you know, first chance to ever do that was very special. So I felt it in pregame warm-up, and I carried right to the last play of the game. So it was pretty great.
How about that one?
Awesome game.
That was tough. Awesome. Feet still working?
Glad to have you back.
Yes, sir.
Glad to have you back.
Rain for 2 days. I don't want to hear any more of this bull California weather.
Great game, man. Played awesome. Keep it up. Doing great.
You made it for the hometown.
I appreciate it.
It was fun.
Yeah. Great game, baby. Great game.
The Alameda de los Pogas connection?
All right, fellas, let's start with ball security. All right, that's what we're talking about. That's a great job of taking care of it. All right, running the ball, playing good defense, getting good field position in a kicking game. It's a good complementary game. All right, we're going to need a lot of these going forward. You know what I think it's time for? Victory Monday.
Hey, fellas, man. It's a hell of a job today. It's a hell of a job.
Fellas, we got team, we got family, we got foundation, fellas.
Amen.
Let's just keep it pushing. Let's keep it moving, man.
Yes, sir.
But how do we feel about coming out here to the Bay Area and getting the dub?
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit with the coach now. Coach Belichick joins me. And Coach, congratulations, another road win. You guys are undefeated on the road, and I think that's something to hang your hat on. And just coming off the sound right there in the locker room, you talked about ball security and how important it is. Josh McDaniels, Brian Daboll. Emphasis this week, and especially with the conditions out in San Francisco?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, the 49ers had recovered every fumble that they had caused, so we were particularly concerned about that. But thought our guys did a good job of taking care of the ball. As you said, the conditions weren't great. It got a little wet and sloppy at times, but they held on to the ball well, and that's always a good thing. Certainly coming back from San Francisco with a win made that trip, made that flight a little more pleasant.
Yeah, it was a nice long flight. We had fun on it, though. But looking at the tape, when you sit back and you look at you know, how you played against San Francisco, specifically defense, a lot of guys down in the box. I don't know if it was new roles, but you had Van Noy in there, McClellan. How do those two guys look? Seems like they played in some different spots and were pretty effective.
Yeah, I think both Shea and Kyle have done a good job for us. We've asked them to do some different things. They're both smart. They work hard. They've got versatility in terms of being able to rush, cover, play on the line, play off the line, set the edge, so forth. So, you know, we'll see how it goes week to week, but I think they're players that can give us some versatility and production. They both play in the kicking game, so they have a lot of different roles, and we'll just see how it turns out each week.
Your roster's been in flux as far as active guys, inactive guys. I've talked to you every week about this. Guys like Cyrus Jones, you know, was inactive for a couple weeks, earned his way back, you know, whether it was through practice, kick return game, Jabal Sheard. How does he work his way back into this thing?
Well, every week's a new week, so, we'll see how the players go out there this week and performing the opportunities that they have. We'll take the ones that we feel like are going to give the most impact and help the team the most win the game. So look at it pretty much the same every week.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will return later in the show, but first, more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access,
we sit down with Patriots wide receiver Malcolm Mitchell.
And thankful that I was blessed with the opportunities that I have just throughout life.
And later, we reintroduce you to a former Patriot who had a front row seat for one of the most important decisions in franchise history.
Yeah, I was kind of walking on thin ice on how to talk to Drew and you know, just want to support him and be his friend.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Hi,
Welcome back to All Access, presented by Geico. New England's 8-2 record is tied for the top in the AFC along with Oakland. Dan Rhodes tells us that to maintain their position, they must beat a familiar foe.
Tom Brady's Bay Area homecoming went well, as his Patriots improved to 8-2, while Brady was named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week for the second time this season and 27th time in his career, tied for most all-time with Peyton Manning.
You think that they should rename that award for him?
Congrats to Tom. You know, he's a great player. No question, you know, he's our leader, and you know, we love playing for him.
The ever-evolving Pats defense was solid in the second half, thanks to contributions from some under-the-radar players, such as Trey Flowers, Eric Rowe, and Kyle Van Noy.
I think we have a lot of guys like that are just excited when they get an opportunity to get on the field and want to play well to extend their opportunities and be out there more.
The first down give to Deion Lewis, this first rush of the season for the Patriots.
A pleasant sight for Pats fans was that of Deion Lewis, who got on the field for the first time in over a year due to injury. Lewis had 49 total yards in the afternoon.
He looked great. You know, Deion's he's a weapon, and it's glad to get a guy like him back.
Meanwhile, as we paused for the Thanksgiving holiday this week, the players were asked what they're thankful for football-wise.
Job.
I'm thankful to have a team that comes in and works hard every day and brings that next level of focus every day when they walk in the door and makes it fun to come in and be a part of.
Yes, they're thankful for a lot, but they also know there's lots of work left to be done starting Sunday afternoon in New Jersey against the 3-7 Jets, a team they see twice in the final 6 weeks of the season.
It's going to be a challenge to both these games, you know, going there and then when they come here, both teams will be ready to play, and it'll probably, again, go down to the last possession of the game.
Finally, an interesting nugget from the San Francisco win. Julian Edelman ran the ball twice for 2 yards, giving him 251 career rushing yards in a Patriots uniform. He's now the all-time leader in that stat among Pats wide receivers as he passes former great Darrell Stingley. From the CBS scene in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Joining me now is Patriots wide receiver Malcolm Mitchell. And first of all, it's good to have you on the show.
Thank you all for having me. I appreciate it.
How's it been for you so far? I mean, this is your first year here. What's it like for you?
Just a learning process. You come into the league as a rookie, you have a lot of catching up to do. You just work hard every day, try to catch up.
With Chris Hogan going down, it's always the next man up mentality, right? And you're the next man up. Are you viewing it that way, that this was a... You never want to see one of your teammates go down, but this is a great opportunity for you.
Like you said, you never want to see one of your teammates go down. And you just practice every day, preparing for an opportunity whenever it comes.
What's it like praying for Brady and getting Tom Brady's trust?
It's just a lot of hard work. It's a guy who has had a lot of success and is still having success in this league. So his expectations are high as they should be for anybody who's a part of this team.
Take me through your 56-yard touchdown play, would you? And were you surprised that Brady went to you on that play?
It was a scramble play, and we had been talking about that since I got here, you know, back in rookie minicamp. And, you know, a couple times in practice, I went the wrong way.
Oh, you did?
So luckily, I made a good decision to try to go upfield, and it turned out for the best.
Yeah, yes, it did. Did you know at that time you were able to take it to the house?
I did not. There was actually a guy behind me.
Right.
And when we watched film, I realized then that he didn't look back. So that explains why I got freed.
Yeah, and you never looked back either, which was great. Bill Belichick made a comment about your blocking, especially on Blunt's 44-yard run, that you continue to block downfield. That he's very proud of that. Are you proud of that he even made the comment?
Oh, I just try to do whatever is best to help the team any way I can, regardless if it's running a route or blocking downfield.
Who has been your biggest help?
Everybody, honestly.
Really?
From the coaches to every player on the team to Mr. Kraft to just a simple, hey, will keep you encouraged throughout the day. You know, the coaches come in, speak, and it's the simple things that, you know, keep you motivated. Definitely when you first get here when things are kind of rough.
Being the Thanksgiving season, what are you most thankful for?
Just family, friends,
and thankful that I was blessed with the opportunities that I have just throughout life.
Well, thanks for coming on.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And good luck this week against the Jets.
Yes, sir.
All right. Malcolm Mitchell, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
I'm Jimmy Garoppolo. Just want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving.
Congratulations to Coach John Alosi and the Shrewsbury Colonials. After knocking off Westfield last week, the Colonials are on their way to the Division II Super Bowl. For their efforts, Coach Alosi is our High School Coach of the Week. Presenting the award is former Patriots linebacker Andre Tippett. The Patriots Charitable Foundation will award $1,000 to the Shrewsbury High School football program in the name of Coach John Alosi. Congratulations.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Head coach Bill Belichick returns. You've coached a long time in this league. Is this the latest you've played the New York Jets this late in the season as far as divisional opponent?
It sure seems like it. It seemed, to go almost to the end of November and to have not played the Jets yet, or any division team for that matter, but in this case the Jets seems a little bit unusual, but it's good. We've had a good chance to look at their entire body of work this year.
A lot more tape.
Yes, all the games they've played. And I don't think it's any mystery. They have a very good system there. Coach Bowles, Coach Gailey, they know what they want to do on offense and defense. They're both very experienced coaches, and so... where there's a lot to get ready for, but, I'm sure it'll be a tough game like it always is against the Jets. Seven of the last eight have been, very, very competitive, three overtime. So we know it'll be tough down there.
Remember when the Bears played here a couple of years ago, to think of that skill set, it was Brandon Marshall, saw Martellus Bennett, Jeffries, Matt Forte, and you guys have Bennett now. And a guy like Forte, really good dual threat guy. He can run it, north-south guy. They flex him out. Does the offense seem to center around him now, Matt Forte, when you look at it, with Decker being down?
Yeah, well, I'd say he's a key piece to it. Certainly Marshall is a key guy. Fitzpatrick, really the offense runs through him. Anunua's given him a lot of quality plays. And Anderson's stepped up with some big plays lately. So, they do a great job of getting the ball to their different receivers and their running backs, whether it be Powell or Forte. Have both been productive, so whichever guy's in there, we're going to have to deal with.
You mentioned Anunua and Marshall at 6'4", 6'5", when theoretically you have those guys covered. Fitzpatrick's the kind of guy that will still try and force it in or throw the back shoulder. You have to be alert for that.
Right. Even when they're covered, they're not covered.
Okay.
It's like Gronkowski. There's always a place you can throw the ball where only he can reach it. And so we'll have to do a great job of finishing against, against Marshall and against Anunua. Those guys are big targets. They're very physical. They have strong hands. So, we'll have to have great coverage on them.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from Quinlan in Madbury, New Hampshire. Talking about Thanksgiving, you always stated that you want your team firing on all cylinders. Can you elaborate more on that this time of year and how important it is to play well this time of year?
Well, basically we have a third of the season to go, and these games are going to be critical in the outcome of the season. As we have fewer and fewer games, each one becomes more important. So that's when you want to play your best football is when it matters most. And we're coming into some big games starting this week.
All right. You want to ask the coach a question? You got to do it. Only a couple weeks left. Follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, #AskBB. Jets still have some active guys up front. Big price, big name guys up front in that defensive line.
Defensive line's tough. They're very tough.
All right. Belstrader later in the show, but first, more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
In celebrating the 2001 season, we meet up with a former Patriots quarterback turned winemaker.
Yeah, this wine's going places. Like they all are.
And later, Coach Belichick previews the first meeting of the year between the Patriots and the Jets.
Tackle for a loss in the backfield, so this front four is as good as we're going to see.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette One ProGlide Refill. Up to 1 month of comfortable shaves.
And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
As we celebrate the 15-year anniversary of the 2001 season, we reintroduce you to a player who didn't take a snap all season for that Super Bowl team. However, he played a position, quarterback, that gave him a unique perspective on the inner workings of the team that year. Plus, we think it's pretty interesting to see what he's up to today. We traveled out to Washington State to catch up with former backup quarterback Damon Heward. We are
Marshall back to Matt Ryan. It is good!
Black cherry, dark fruits, a finish goes on and on and on. Wound up a little tight right now, which Red Mountain can do. Yeah, this wine's going places. Like they all are.
Damon Heward was acquired as a free agent in the spring of 2001, after three seasons with the Miami Dolphins. Ostensibly, Heward was brought in to back up Drew Bledsoe, but training camp brought a change to the depth chart.
Well, it looked like a great opportunity to come in and back up Drew. I didn't know about this other skinny guy from Michigan that was on the practice squad the year before. And I sensed something different from the first time we were out on the practice field. You know, and I'd tell my friends and my brothers, and Brock could tell you today, and my brother, like, I'd call him and I said, this kid's really good. Do you know, did you play against him? Do you know him? And he's like, really? Yeah. This guy can sling it, and he's a psycho competitor. You know, and that's what the great ones are.
As the third quarterback on the team, Heward had a close-up look for one of the most important decisions in franchise history as a torch was passed from one quarterback to another.
If I'm being honest, it was a little awkward for a couple weeks. You know, just, again, Drew as a competitor too, like I just mentioned, he'd been the man in that town for so long. And all of a sudden his job is given away. So, I was kind of walking on thin ice on how to talk to Drew and, you know, want to support him and be his friend and be there for him and at the same time support Tom. I had a special front row seat, you know, watching, the Bill Belichick era begin, watching Tom Brady's, career begin. Tom's not going to remember this, and he might even say, Damon, you're making this up. But I'm not. I can remember that Super Bowl Sunday in the locker room, you know, and it's a long time after you come in after warm-ups waiting for all the fireworks. And I remember Tom looking at me before that game and looking at me and saying, Damon, do you have any idea how it's going to feel to be world champs in 3 hours? I was like, man, let's go. Let's go, buddy. Okay.
The Patriots are Super Bowl champions, the best team in the National Football League.
By day, Heward is the director of community relations for his alma mater, the University of Washington.
I have this amazing job. I serve as the director of external relations for Husky football. I'm involved in player development, some fundraising, donor relations. I do a little bit of recruiting. I'm also running a few of our camps, and then I'm the color analyst on the radio. So I kind of a jack of all trades, master of none.
But his real passion lies in winemaking, as he partnered with former Dolphin teammate Dan Marino to create Passing Time Winery.
Well, I started as a young, dumb rookie in Miami who knew nothing about wine. And I was introduced to Dan's cellar, Dan Marino's cellar. And he had all these Washington wines in his cellar. And we'd always talked that one day, when I was done playing football, back home in the Northwest, that we were going to make a Washington wine together. So fast forward all these years, and here we are with Passing Time. We sold out our first two vintages, 2012 and 13. We've got a 96-point rating, which puts us in the top 1% of Cabernet producers in the United States. Huge, huge day for us as passing time had 96 points. Double back, 95. Once again, sorry, Drew, you come in second place. I'm juggling a lot of balls, with my family and three kids. And, to be back working at the University of Washington, my alma mater, and to have this wine project with close friends, Dan Marino, and to compete against Drew still. It's so fun. Are you kidding me? What else would I rather be doing? Maybe still playing like Tom, but I'm having fun.
Time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. Post-Thanksgiving, you got a lot of turkey in your stomach.
I'm getting chubby as we speak.
Speaking of turkeys, the Jets have a running back. He's no turkey.
No,
a guy
he
by the name of Matt Forte. Love this addition in the offseason. He can run. He can catch. With Fitzpatrick playing quarterback, let's talk about receiving first.
Yeah, receiving. So listen, so what would you do with a guy like that? You know he can run on the field, but how about you flex him outside? He'll definitely play outside the numbers, but more importantly, put him right by that tight end, flex him right in the slot, and then easy route. Angle route. Show that you're running to the flat, cut inside real quick. It's an easy way for you to get some mismatches and to break off one run for a big game.
Okay, how do you defend him? Now, you look at some of the past problems. When he was here, when he was with the Bears, he beat him on a wheel route. What happened last week? Colin Kaepernick beat the Patriots with a sort of a wheel route out of the backfield, the matchup. So you come out, you flex here. All of a sudden, is this a linebacker? Is this Roberts? No. What'd they do last week? They brought McCourty down. I want Devin McCourty to sort of spy him here. So he comes out. I got a guy now that all of a sudden could run, that's got nice length in the arms, could knock that ball down if it's thrown out to the flat. Also, they'll give the ball to Forte on third down. And let's not forget, no Allen Branch in the middle, right? So another big guy out of the middle of that defense. So he's Fitzpatrick.
And it's get right in the middle, right behind me, because it's a lot of, zero back, no fullback, nobody in the backfield. And it's just a direct run. And then all he's doing is just
straight.
Making one move, and he's going upfield.
He's not going to juke.
Yeah, no Allen Branch, like you said, which I think is a big loss. And more importantly, what do you feel about Thanksgiving? Do you have wings? Can you fly now?
I ain't lost stuffing. I dropped some weight in the offseason. I had some beans. I had some salad. Let's go home and get a Thanksgiving sandwich.
Leftovers.
Time now for the opponent spotlight, brought to you by Geico.
We have made it to week 12, and the Patriots and the Jets have yet to face off this season. But that's all about to change when the Patriots arrive in MetLife Stadium on Sunday. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy, and we're here with your opponent spotlight. Now, Bob, late last season, the Jets played a significant role in knocking the Patriots out of the top seed in the AFC East, and one of the major weapons in that game was quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick.
It was his overtime pass that led the Jets to that victory against the Patriots, and Fitzpatrick had a career year in 2015, 30-plus touchdowns versus 15 interceptions. But this year, it's been a step back to old Fitzpatrick form for the most part. He's already thrown 13 interceptions and has the lowest quarterback rating of any regular in the NFL. But here's the thing, Moran. As you mentioned, last year played well against the Pats. He's had good games in the past, too, as a Buffalo Bill. He's a guy who's fearless. He's fearless with his legs. He'll pick up some first downs when he faces pressure. And he's also fearless with his throws. And he's got big receivers like Brandon Marshall and Quincy Enunwa who can help him out a great deal on those 50-50 balls. I wouldn't be surprised if Fitzpatrick plays his best game this Sunday against the Patriots.
When we talk Jets defense, we think a strong front seven. Darrell Revis comes to mind. But, Bob, where are the vulnerabilities in this Jets defense for you?
Well, I think you look at the secondary. They've had issues this year. No Antonio Cromartie opposite Darrell Revis at cornerback, and that's meant that Buster Skrin, a player they acquired via free agency from the Cleveland Browns, has played more on the outside than inside. He's always been plagued by penalties in his career as a Brown and a Jet, but Skrin has been exposed in particular this year on the outside. And certainly if Todd Bowles, who likes to bring pressure, sends extra rushers against the Patriots, that could expose Skrin and company on the back. back end, because Revis is having a subpar year by his standards as well, to some big plays for the Patriots.
Well, as always, we want to hear what the head coach has to say. We've got Bill Belichick in studio with Scott Zolak. Guys, it's time for the Belistrator.
All right, thanks for joining us again on Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belistrator. As you're sitting there eating your turkey sandwiches left over from yesterday, we're going to talk some football here, Coach. Diagram what the Jets have been doing really well.
Well, Brandon Marshall down here, number 15, is a huge target and a great matchup receiver. This is a pretty good example against Pittsburgh of, you know, a player being covered, but with Marshall, he's never really covered. So that's about as good a position as a defensive back could have on a receiver. He's got him squeezed to the sideline. He's got inside position, and Marshall comes up with the ball. So, again, for us, this is going to be really important that we, you know, finish those plays on Marshall and Nunwa. Guys like that, even when we're on them, you still got to go up there and compete for the ball.
That's a tough one right there. I don't even know how you coach that up. So go ahead, continue here.
Well, so on, you know, the defensive line, Leonard Williams has been a great pick for the Jets. You know, they had great defensive linemen, and they felt like he was the best player on the board 2 years ago. And when they drafted him, here you can see him against a pretty good center. That's Pouncey. You know, just giving him a quick arm over and right in the middle of the backfield for a tackle for loss. So a lot of these plays on second down or on first down create second and long, third and long, and that puts a lot of pressure on the offense. And, you know, we certainly saw from last year how difficult it is to convert in long yardage against the Jets. So, you know, kind of going back to the old Buddy Ryan philosophy, putting their best player, Williams, isolated on the center and giving him a little bit of, a two-way go here. Just hard to block. Again, a lot of negative plays. So this is Williams, Wilkerson, Richardson.
It's kind of whether their linebackers have had success too, the ability of those down guys just to keep everybody at bay.
Yeah, absolutely. They eat up all the blockers, and then, Harris, leads the team in tackles, makes a lot of plays there. Same thing really against Cleveland, just another example of it. There's Williams just, knocking the center. Again, that's Irving, pretty good center, right back into the running back, another tackle for a loss. So we're going to have to do a real good job here on the front of, holding up with those guys. In terms of the pass rush, again, power rushes, they do an excellent job of collapsing the pocket. Again, this is Leonard Williams coming over here from the three technique. They have a stun on, and he just ends up, power and billing a waiver right back into Roethlisberger. Wraps him up there for a strip sack, punches the ball out.
I know you're a football historian. What do you think of the Pittsburgh uniforms? Those are
brutal.
Pretty bad.
Brutal.
But that's a guy, they know where he's going to be in the pocket, right? So it's kind of,
Yeah, and they do a good job of just collapsing the pocket, getting the quarterback off the spot. And so, again, it's going to be important for us to gain yards on early down, so we're not in a lot of the long yardage situations, and then protect the quarterback. Have a good tight pocket there.
This is an overload here. Wow.
Richardson, coming off the backside. Beats the guard here. The guard's blocking back on him. He beats him with a quick swim move. Tackle for a loss in the backfield. So this front four is as good as we're going to see all year.
All right, Coach. Jets, week 11. Can't believe we're playing them this late. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And to everybody out there, happy Thanksgiving and enjoy all the leftovers. There's your Belistrator. More Ball Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
For the 23rd consecutive year, the New England Patriots Charitable Foundation partnered with Morgan Memorial Goodwill to help kick off the holiday season in the true spirit of Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much.
Baskets overflowing with food, including turkey and all the trimmings, were hand-delivered to those facing significant challenges in their lives by several current and former Patriots players.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, honey. I appreciate it.
Nice meeting you.
Leading the charge was their owner, Robert Kraft.
Well, I tell you, these baskets are getting heavier.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
No problem. Hey, nice meeting you, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Have a good one.
Happy Thanksgiving, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Yeah.
How about a hug?
Thanks.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone, in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studio with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. I got to give you credit right out of the gate.
You don't
Congratulations
have
on the score, 30-17. You nailed it.
Yeah,
you
still nailed wasn't the score pass right interference here against Seattle, so any of your flattery is not going to win me over. Something.
Just take it. Accept it. You got it right. you nailed it. 30-17 against the 49ers.
Thank you. When you pick enough different scores, you get one of them right.
So do we still have concerns with this football team now on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, I mean, I know that they locked it down in the fourth quarter. I think they had three straight three and outs, and that was great, you know, to be able to do that. But I do have concerns. There were still things that I saw during the course of the game that were a little unsettling. And the fact that, Mike, he continues to mix and match and searching for personnel groups, specific players, individual players. Kyle Van Noy we saw a little bit this week. Shea McClellan we saw a little bit more of this week. Guys coming in and out. It was Eric Rowe in the secondary after being inactive against the Seahawks. So that, to me, is my biggest concern, Steve. It seems like Bill Belichick and Matt Patricia still don't have the answers.
Sure, and there are concerns, but it's all relative context we often talk about. I mean, there's not too many teams in the league that, if you're the Patriots, you'd want to switch with right now. So they're high-class problems in the sense of you're 8-2, and you're still in the driver's seat. That being said, agree with everything Paul said about the defense. A little bit unusual to still have a little bit of an unsettled situation. And it's been a little bit of a weird year. You know, Jamie Collins traded, Jabal Sheard, you know, a healthy scratch, Chandler Jones traded in the offseason. They just haven't seemed to find themselves defensively. Still time to do it, but usually they maybe have found the answers to, at this point in
I'll
the
year. I'll get to Jabal Sheard in just a second, but new players stepping up. Malcolm Mitchell, great game. It's good to see Deion Lewis back out there.
Yeah, well, Lewis was a great revelation, and we sort of expected the kinds of things that he did. That's what we saw him do last year, but the best thing was he didn't look like he really was rusty at all. I thought he looked really good, and I think that's a great sign going forward. Mitchell's a guy, Mike, you talked about the trust factor with Brady. One of the biggest plays in the game was a 3rd and 9, I think, that he completed to Mitchell on the left sideline. That's a big step for a rookie to have earned that. It's 13-10 in the fourth quarter. We don't convert. It might have been late in the third when that drive started. That's a big conversion that he goes to a guy like Malcolm Mitchell. I thought that was a great sign.
Big time play, needed him because Chris Hogan, the wide receiver, usually starts didn't play in the game. And Bill Belichick said of all the plays, he loved his blocking downfield, Mitchell's blocking on LeGarrette Blount's 44-yard run.
Right.
Maybe that's a 20-yard run without Malcolm Mitchell. On the other side of the ball, Kyle Van Noy, number 53. Almost thought it was Larry Izzo out there. Maybe a little bit of a pass rush presence. They've struggled a little bit to generate the pass rush. That stood out to me a little bit.
I did.
All right, Jabal Sheard. What's his deal? Left home altogether.
Yeah.
Went to the Celtics game.
There's things going on that, you know, we might not find out about for a while. Maybe in a couple of years someone will write a book and we'll find out what the story was behind this. But this is a strange situation. They're not playing well. We can talk about that. But there's other things involved. I have to think it comes down to contracts. And I think there are enough guys in that locker room that are pending free agents, Mike, that are wondering about where they're going to be playing next year, how much they're going to be playing for, and I think that's sort of filtering in. I think that was at least partly the reason that Jamie Collins is no longer here, and I think that's partly the reason that Jabal Sheard was in the Boston Garden on Friday night instead of Santa Clara.
My take on it is he's not playing well. Bill Belichick runs a meritocracy. If you don't play well, we go to the next guy. Trey Flowers, his replacement, is playing good football.
Right.
But I believe the root of it is simply performance. I could show you plays, Steve, where Jabal Sheard wasn't doing a great job.
All right, Alan Branch, been suspended 4 games. Surprise here, what's going to happen with him, and how upset are the Patriots?
Yeah, obviously, anytime a guy gets suspended, you don't know what's coming. The players do, and the coaching staff and whatnot, but we had no idea. And I think it is fairly significant, Mike, because of some of the teams they're going to see, some run-first teams here. You know, a team like Denver, I'm looking down the road, they want to run the ball and protect their young quarterback. The Rams, obviously, with Todd Gurley, they want to run the ball and protect their young quarterback. This is not a great time to be missing, a guy who's played pretty well up front.
He has played well. He's going to appeal, so he might still be able to play until that appeal is heard. So the timing of it, we don't know for sure. The name to just look to, Vincent Valentine, 3rd-round pick out of Nebraska, big guy. He would be the first man in to replace him. Thought he played very well last week against the 49ers. The question is, can he do that more snaps more consistently?
I will see if you can go 2 for 2. Prediction time?
I'm going to take the Patriots in this one, but I again, the lack of turnovers for the Patriots defense is going to prevent me from just assuming that they're going to turn the ball over a ton. So I think the Patriots win the game 31-23.
I like high points, 38-17. Maybe get some defensive points. I think they are going to get a turnover this week.
All right, guys. Great job as usual.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, that'll do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Paul Perillo and Mike Reese, I'm Steve Burton. Happy holidays, everyone.